Okay, I'm here at the first session at PyCon UK, and we're in a code dojo, and I'm standing talking to Greg. Greg, explain, what do you think a dojo is?
I think it's basically a group of people that get together informally to solve a problem. So at the beginning, we wrote a list of potential problems that we were going to work on, and then we all voted to choose one, and then we've chosen the maze generation one. So now we're all sitting together, coming up with ideas, and we're each going to write a bit of code to solve the problem.
Do you know what happens after people solve the problem? What happens next?
At the end, everyone does sort of a little show and tell, and we all look at each other's solutions and any tests and that sort of thing, and then all discuss the problem and see the interesting ways that everyone else solved the problem.
Thank you, Greg. So, Daly, you're here in the coding dojo. What's the problem you're trying to solve?
Well, after a group vote, we're working on a maze generation problem. So we've been divided into five groups of six people each, and we're writing some Python code to automatically generate a valid maze. Then at the end of the hour's coding, we're going to display our solutions and compare and contrast and maybe criticise.
So I'm looking around, there's six people in your group. Is everybody all doing the same thing?
Well, because there's six, we've got three laptops, we've set up a GitHub account, and we're going to divide tasks and stay in close collaboration and then see what we've got at the end.
Do you think everybody in your team knows exactly what their role is in the...
Well, at the moment, we're still setting up the GitHub accounts, but we'll have that done in a minute, and then we'll start thinking about dividing.
And last question, GitHub. What's a GitHub?
GitHub is a collaborative social platform for the source control mechanism GitHub, of Git. So it's a source control mechanism online.
Daly, thanks, and good luck with your problem solving.
Thank you.
Hello.
Spy, I'm blogging what's going on.
Right, we thought you were a spy.
No. I am familiar with the other teams. I'm just recording what a dojo is, trying to share it with people who've never been to one before. There was some heated debate going on a moment ago. What's going on here?
We want pin up first, right?
We want up first.
Forward.
We split the group into two teams. Those guys are kind of doing generation of the maze in terms of a data structure, and we're doing the part where we render the maze and we draw.
Ah.
And the tool we chose to draw is Turtle, which is a re-implementation of Logo.
So simple geometric shapes, squares, rectangles, sort of thing.
And so what we're going to do is we're waiting for them to throw mazes at us, and in the meantime we'll figure out how to draw them once they're ready.
Right, so your team is split into two. You've got one group of three. They're working on some sort of code that's going to generate a maze. You're then going to receive the code from them, and your task is how to receive the code and then generate it as something visual.
Exactly. So we've chosen a data structure for what a maze should look like, and it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, thank you, Harry. Good luck with your solution. So, Peter, how's the dojo going with your group at the moment?
We're in design at the moment. We're talking about the different ways where we can represent the problem and represent a solution which results in a solvable maze.
Has that been one of the major stumbling blocks, trying to agree on a solution?
What the problem is.
Right,
yes,
okay.
And which way we're going to approach it.
So have you had more than one solution put forward so far?
Yes.
But a number of ideas.
Well,
approach.
Approach.
Oh, different approaches.
One approach, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are you going to work together, do you think, as one team, or do you think you might then divide up into... sub-teams.
I think we're already a small team.
It depends if we can agree.
Right. Well, good luck with your solution. Thank you. So, Gary, how's your team tackling the code dojo at the moment?
We split into two teams, one doing visualization and one doing the actual maze generation. So we're going to have to make sure we communicate correctly which data structures we're going to get across.
So we're attempting to multitask by splitting into two.
Some of the teams have spent a long time discussing actually how they're going to tackle the problem, but you seem to be straight in there and working.
No, we have been talking. We're not actually coding yet. We're still experimenting.
Have you ever taken part in a dojo before?
One in Cambridge, but not one of the London ones.
Right, so. And what was the problem there that you were trying to solve?
I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Obviously made a lasting impression on you.
Oh, yes, true.
Thanks, Gary and Adrian. So now I'm here with Nicholas. Nicholas, you started the Code Dojo today.
Yes.
How do you feel it's going so far?
That remains to be seen. Everybody seems to be pretty engaged with it.
Yeah.
I'm just off to check the other groups to make sure they're all right. They've only got half an hour left.
Oh, right. So timing is crucial.
Yes. So I want to make sure that they've all got something they can present at the end. So.
Thank you.